Hi, my friends, and welcome back to the Life Creators Podcast. Today, let me tell you why discrimination should not impact your mental wellness. As you may have noticed, I am a woman. Not only I am a woman, I am a tan-skinned Muslim woman born and bred in France. The unfortunate reality is that discrimination and racial brutality were a part of my day-to-day. Thankfully, I decided to move to London, where difference is more accepted. I grew up in an environment where friends will call me monkey or bunyul, which is the equivalent of the N-word, but for North African, and it's difficult to describe how much I've been impacted by this. I truly believed that I was not good enough and my intellectual capacity was inferior. I went to uni, where I was wrongly accused of stealing money from a school charity because of my skin color. Can you believe that? The actual thief told me that she would never raise any suspicion because she looked like an angel and that with my face, I would not be able to prove my innocence. I've been bullied in a big global bank that I'm not going to mention while I was doing my apprenticeship with colleague calling me names, telling me that my place belonged into cleaning the toilets and putting pork in my food. I won't even get into the details of how I could not find a job to the level of my master's degree, or that at high school, the career advisors told me that I should go for a professional certification and, you know, become a hairdresser. Because I would never be a journalist. It will be way too hard for me. For info, I was first in class with A stars everywhere. Well, except in sport, but you know, that's another story. Racism is real, and we all have to stand up against it. We are all equal, and coexistence should be taught to children everywhere in the world. Unfortunately, there will most likely be racism for a while. So what are we going to do about it? Protest? Oh yeah, definitely protest. But then what? I know too many people finding excuses for their failure. One of the most common I hear amongst my community is, they don't give us a chance. The system is only for white people. I was discriminated. They decided to hire this white person, blah, blah, blah. And then they give up and they're just depressed. They get into this dark tunnel and they don't go out of it. Stop this. This is not getting you anywhere. There is always a way to succeed. Even if it means you have to move country like I did, or work three times harder. If you want to succeed in life, quit being a victim. Your worth cannot be dictated by others. Look, if you take a £20 or $20 bill and you crush it, yeah? And then you walk on it and you leave it on the floor, it will still worth £20, right? If someone else find it, they will pick it up. They won't be like, oh, it's on the floor, I don't want it. No, no, it's £20, I'm picking it up. That's the same for you. I refuse to give up after all the rejection and failure due to discrimination. I actually decided to fight harder and I'm not finished. My destiny is still in progress and my purpose is to leave a legacy for the next generation. So many other women, black, Arab, Jewish, Muslim, Sikh, etc., believe they can make it. Halle Berry won the Academy Award for Best Actress, becoming the only woman of African American descent and the only woman of color, actually, to have won the award. She opened the door for others, man. Beyoncé or Whitney Houston are both multi-awarded artists and legends. They created a path for others to follow. And women like Rihanna are smoothing the path even more. Thanks to Barack Obama, African American kids from poor area can say at school, when I want to grow up, I want to be president. without being laughed at by other children or the teacher. Why? Because it already happened. So yes, racism is real. Yes, discrimination is real. But make your purpose bigger. Make your will stronger. Be so hungry that no setback will make you give up and think about your legacy. Like my amazing mentor says all the time, Eric Thomas, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. Now, the second point I would like to mention, because it's much closer to mental well-being and health. Be empathetic. When someone is being aggressive to me for who I am, I avoid the anger and negativity by being empathetic. I put myself in their position. What could have happened in their life for them to act like that? Are they scared of me? Are they jealous? Do they actually think they are superior? And why? I really try to understand their story. Look, I studied in south of France, where many of the older generation used to live in North Africa when it was colonized, and they had a quality of life much higher than what they have now. They had mail, etc., etc. So for them, because they're an older generation, they still think like colonialists and they struggle to adapt because their life quality decreased so much when all those African countries became independent. Now, each country has their own history with their own generational, you know, problems. Just try to understand them. Sometimes some of them have been attacked several times, so many times actually, by colored skinned people. And they're just scared. So they put everyone in the same bucket. I have a friend that I met in Belgium. I used to live in Brussels. And he told me, month and month after we started knowing each other and hanging out together with a lot of other friends, he actually admitted that before knowing me, he was extremely racist. He hated Arabs. Because one day he's been attacked by a group of Arabs in front of his child. And after that, he actually understood we are not all the same. You know, not everyone are the same. Nobody is born racist. Bear this in mind. No one, I will repeat it, nobody is born racist. Events in our lives or environment we grow up in condition us to become intolerant. And this is valid for everyone. That's not a white versus black or white versus Arab, or it can be between nationalities. Two black countries can just be racist with each other. Arabs are the same. And it's not really about white versus the rest of the world. It sometimes is just within the same country, actually. It's just two different tribes. This is still racism, you know? Now, depending on the situation, I may try to calm this aggressor. I try to calm them down. And by having an irreproachable attitude, I actually prove that minorities have a better behavior than themselves. This makes them really uncomfortable. Happens to me so many times, being shouted at or discriminated for no reason in the supermarket. By keeping calm and pointing the fact that we would not be having this discussion and I would not be treating like this if I was blonde with blue eyes, this tends to calm the aggressor really quickly, especially if everyone is staring at us, you know. Sometimes there is just no point in arguing or talking to that person because the hate is just too big. And for safety reason, I leave, and I leave quick. I don't feel angry or depressed for days. I just leave and brush it off. Now, when I receive a hate message due to jealousy or envy, this makes me laugh, and it should actually make you laugh too. It should make you proud. You made it so far that people are jealous and they want to be you. And most of the time, I just feel sorry for racist people. Having so much hate in someone's heart must be painful on the day to day. Look, Those people, they're here in your life just for, what, a minute? 2 minutes. They discriminate you, they hurt you, and then they live. But they have to be with themselves forever. Think about that. Now, I may need to mention any, and again, any racial discrimination has to be reported. We can't let this go. Again, think about your legacy. Think about the future generation. There is no tolerance to hateful speeches or discrimination of whatsoever reason. This may put someone else's life in danger. Think about it. They may be aggressive to you. Because you're calm, you can get away with it. But they can be aggressive to someone else who is not going to be as calm, or someone who's probably looks weaker than you. And this person may be beaten up, or worse, die, like we saw in so many occasions. There is a clear difference between not letting discrimination and racism impact your mental well-being and not acting on it, my friends. Protest, report, and support, but avoid the anger, the bitterness, and resentment. So, keep your goal in mind. Make it big and audacious, combined with a strong will to create a path for the future generations. You can achieve anything. Second, empathy. Understand where people are coming from. You will most likely feel sorry for them. Some of them, you may become friends with them, or through a discussion, they may realize, well, actually, I'm just wrong. I should not be racist, and not everyone are the same. Ignore the attack when it's too hateful. Make sure you report it without getting into a conflict and just move on. You are so much better than that. You're smarter than that. You're beautiful as you are. Your beliefs and religions only concerns you. You have greatness within you, and you have the light to brighten your journey in your heart. So my friends, on this note, I want you to be blessed and stay safe. And I'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye now.